About halfway through his first year in office, President Donald Trump used a White House Rose Garden event to declare Obamacare dead.
This is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it.
But reports of Obamacare's demise were premature. The bill he was referring to was the American Health Care Act. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office found 23 million people would become uninsured under that plan. Ultimately, Republicans couldn't pass the bill, and other repeal efforts also failed.
And it has proven remarkably persistent?
That's Simon Hayter, an assistant professor in political science at West Virginia University, who specializes in health policy. The Affordable Care Act is still alive, and despite the chaotic politics, people are still enrolling. Enrollment dipped slightly in West Virginia and Ohio last year, but went up in Kentucky. But Hayter says the law has been changed, and more changes are coming that could make Medicaid very different from state to state.
We're going to get states. We already have states, but it's going to be very much where states have, you know, a low uninsurance rate, 2%, 4%, 5%, you know, like Massachusetts and perhaps Oregon. And then states like Texas and Alabama, we have 20%, 25% uninsured.
Kentucky, one of the unhealthiest states in the nation, is the first requiring Medicaid recipients to devote 20 hours a week to work, volunteering, or school. Hayter says that could make it harder for those in poor, rural areas to keep coverage, and gaps between states will grow.
The question then really comes, when is a discrepancy between two states in the same country too large?
That has implications for rural hospitals. Maggie Elawani is the Vice President of Government Affairs and Health Policy for the National Rural Health Association. Because they serve a poor population dependent on Medicaid, any changes in that program can be financially devastating for rural hospitals. Losing them, she says, creates health deserts populated by the elderly, chronically ill, and the poor. That has real implications as the closest health care moves farther away.
And there's been so many cases documented where patients just haven't lived because their transport times were too long.
Elawani says rural hospitals can also make up to 20% of a local economy. Losing a hospital often leads to other businesses closing. Property values can even go down.
It's really a nail in the coffin on the whole economic vitality of the community.
That's something Dr. Van Breeding worries about. He works at Mountain Comprehensive Care, a federally qualified health center serving patients in 5 eastern Kentucky counties. Breeding aired his concerns at a health panel in Whitesburg. He well knows how bad health is in the region.
Highest levels of opioid use, highest levels of addicted babies born. So you name it, we have it.
But he says access to Medicaid, which Kentucky expanded under Obamacare, is making a difference. Children are getting preventative vaccinations. Chronic conditions are being treated before they become acute. He says his data show the needle moving in a positive direction.
When people or politicians try to manipulate the numbers, they're lying.
Numbers likely in 2018 to reflect the true impact of health policy on people in the Ohio Valley. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Richmond, Kentucky.